各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with you all, brothers and sisters.
我们今天晚上的讲题是智慧的果子。
Tonight I'd like to share with you the fruit of wisdom.
我们最近教会的读经进到箴言。
Recently in our Bible reading schedule, we have started reading Proverbs.
箴言是智慧的书卷。
Proverbs is a book of wisdom.
如果我们缺少智慧，都要每天读箴言。
If we lack wisdom, we should read Proverbs.
每天读一章，你持久读下去，就会变得比较有智慧。
If you read a chapter a day, we will attain wisdom.
那我们今天晚上用第十章作为大家的分享。
And this evening, I would like to use chapter 10 for our mutual encouragement.
这是智慧的果子。
That is the fruit of wisdom.
我们知道智慧是很抽象的。
And we know wisdom is an abstract concept.
就好像生命本身很抽象。
Just like life itself.
什么叫生命？
What is life?
你怎么看得出来？
How can you tell?
你只能看到生命的表现。
You only can see the manifestation of life.
如果你看到一棵树，如果结果子。
If you see a tree bearing a fruit.
那这棵树生命很旺盛。
Then you will know there is abundant life in this tree.
如果这棵树没有果子。
If this tree is fruitless.
那生命有问题。
Then you know there's something wrong with its life.
同样的，你看不到智慧。
Similarly, we cannot see wisdom.
但是你可以看到有一些智慧的表现。
But we can see certain manifestation of wisdom.
如果你看到这些果子。
When we see its fruit.
你就可以得到个结论，就是说，这个人很有智慧。
Then we can conclude that this person is wise.
那我们从第十章里面可以整理出几点。
From chapter 10, we can raise a few points.
自己可以对照一下，到底你自己有没有智慧。
And you can reflect this upon yourself.
如果有智慧的话，你的人生会很美满。
If you have wisdom, then you will have a very abundant life.
如果你缺少智慧，你可能人生会遇到很大的问题。
Otherwise, you will find a lot of troubles in your life.
我们先来打开箴言第十章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 10.
第一节。
Verse 1.
箴言第十章第一节。
Proverbs chapter 10 verse 1.
所罗门的箴言，智慧之子使父亲欢乐，愚昧之子叫母亲担忧。
Verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish son is the grief of his mother.
这里说智慧的第一种果子，第一个表现，就是会让他的父母很快乐。
So here, the first sign of wisdom is to please your parents.
我们知道一个人如果第一次当父母会很快乐。
And we know that when one become a parent, they will be very joyful.
这个快乐就是因为他生了一个孩子。
That is because they have given birth to a child.
我们看约翰福音第十六章。
Let's turn to Gospel John chapter 16.
二十一节。
Gospel John chapter 16 verse 21.
约翰十六章二十一节。
Gospel John chapter 16 verse 21.
妇人生产的时候就忧愁，因她的时候到了，既生了孩子，就不再纪念那苦楚，因为欢喜世上生了一个人。
21. A woman when she is in labor has sorrow because her hour has come, but as soon as she has given birth to the child, she no longer remembers the anguish, for joy for a human being has been born into the world.
如果一个女人知道自己怀孕了，大部分都会很高兴。
Most women will be quite joyful when they know they're pregnant.
尤其是第一次怀孕。
Especially their first time.
但是呢，肚子越来越大，又会有点紧张。
But as their abdominal get bigger, then they worry.
快要生的时候，又很担心。
Closer to the birth date, they will be a little bit worried.
尤其是古代，如果你生产不顺利的话，搞不好自己都没命。
Especially in the past, giving birth can cost your life.
但是如果把这个孩子生出来，
but after giving birth,
哇，这个妈妈会很开心。
This mother will be very joyful.
第一次把孩子抱在怀里面，
and she would embrace the child in her bosom.
她会觉得自己就是全世界最快乐的一个人，
and she would feel like she's the happiest person on earth.
但是这种刚生孩子的快乐其实比较短暂。
Yet this happiness of giving birth is very temporary.
当然他还是很开心。
Indeed, it is happiness.
但是他会开始担心了，孩子会不会长大呢？
But there are worries that follow whether regarding the upbringing of the child.
会不会生病呢？
Whether this child will get sick.
好了，到最后这个孩子长大了。
So when the child had eventually grew up,
但是有时候啊，反而是忧愁的来临呢。
But this is only the beginning of the sorrow.
因为孩子越长大，他就越不听父母的话。
Because as the child grows, the more rebellious they can become.
他又有自己的想法。
They have their own thoughts.
以前呢，要大不到四五岁才看得出来。现在我看哦，有一些不到一岁了，我那些小孩子很有意见，都个性都很强。
In the past, you'll be able to tell by 4 or 5 years old, but now this age is getting younger and younger.
哇，尤其是营养又好，然后这个 iPad 要看太多。
Due to good nutrition and a lot of screen time.
哇，那现在的孩子不好教。
It's really hard to upbring a child nowadays.
所以有些孩子慢慢长大，父母的忧愁就慢慢增加。
So as the growth, as the child grows, the so is the sorrow of the parents.
因为孩子如果不听话的话
，because if they are not obedient.
那如果长得越来越大了，还是让父母很担心呢
？So if they were to be grown up and disobedient.
那以圣经来说，这个就是没有智慧的表现。
According to the Bible, this is a sign of not having wisdom.
因为箴言第十章第一节讲了，如果智慧之子，
so in Proverbs chapter 10 verse 1 says that.
你问他爸爸开不开心，他肯定开心。
For a father with a wise son, he would be very happy.
那如果这个人很没有智慧，很愚昧的话。
But if this son is a foolish one.
你转过去问他妈妈，他妈妈一定很担心的。
If you were to ask about his mother would be very worrisome.
所以就算你不懂得圣经啊。
So even if you don't understand the Bible.
你也没有办法跟神沟通啊。
You would not be able to communicate with God.
但是你本身是不是一个有智慧的人
？But whether you are a wise person or not,
基本上看你的父母大概可以看得出来。
It really depends on your parents' upbringing.
尤其是如果你父母是一个敬畏神的人
，If your parents are God-fearing parents,
他又常常为你担心
，They will often worry for you.
那你肯定没有智慧。
Then surely you have no wisdom.
这个智慧不是说你会不会读书啊，会不会赚钱啊，
And this wisdom has nothing to do with whether your ability to make money or how well you do in school.
也不是说你 IQ 有多少
，or how high your IQ may be.
这个智慧是在神眼中，你是不是做对的选择
？This wisdom relies on making the right decision.
所以啊，智慧的果子就是从父母的心情可以看得出来。
So the fruit of wisdom can be shown through the parents.
如果你父母还在哦，你今天晚上就会去问他一下。哎呀，你对我有没有什么看法
？So if your parents are around, go and ask them what are your view towards me.
你会不会很担心我
？Would you be worried about me?
如果我父母说每天都担心你啊，那你肯定要检讨一下。
If your parents reply, yes, I am worried for you every day, then you would probably need to self-examine yourself.
我小时候也曾经有一段时间让我母亲很担心。
When I was younger, I also caused a lot of worries for my mother.
那个很多不乖的事情
，a lot of things that I misbehave in，
让妈妈尤其是啊，常常都流眼泪
，and I often cause my mother to shed tears。
书又没有好好读
，I don't study diligently。
然后在教会又捣蛋
，and I cause a lot of troubles in church。
那个是比较小的时候
，that is when I was younger。
那是感谢主了。后来突然间，我想过，那我不可以再让妈妈担心。
But thank God, one day I came to a realization that I should not cause worry for my Mother,
尤其是我读到这一节
，especially when I read this verse，
尤其是下半句，愚昧之子叫母亲担忧
，especially the latter part, a foolish son is the grief of his mother。
那我就看完之后呢，很挣扎
，and after I read this, I felt very troublesome。
我不要再做愚昧之子
，because I don't want to be a foolish son。
我要让我母亲放心
，I want my mother to take heart，
让我爸爸快乐
，and let my father be glad。
这个大概是自己当了父母啊，会更体验到。
And this you can experience, especially when you become a parent yourself.
但是如果我们是个年轻人，常常读圣经，我们也比较快会得到这种智慧。
But if you are a young person reading these words, you can attain this wisdom as well.
我们对父母呢，要有一种尊敬的态度。
We must have a certain level of respect towards our parents.
我们看箴言的15章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 15.
20节。
Chapter 15, verse 20.
15:20.
Proverbs chapter 15, verse 20.
智慧之子使父亲喜乐，愚昧人藐视母亲。
20. A wise son makes a father glad, but a foolish man despises his mother.
这个就是一种对比。
This is a contrast.
如果有智慧的话，你爸爸很开心。
If you have wisdom, your father will be glad.
因为你尊重他。
Because you respect him.
你听他的讲的话。
And you listen to his words.
那相反的，如果你妈妈讲话，你根本看不起，不理他。
On the contrary, if you were to despise your mother,
讲了也不听,
and you are often disobedient,
听了也没有去做,
and you don't follow through,
那你肯定是个愚昧人。
Then surely you are a foolish person.
所以啊，智慧的果子从对父母的态度可以反映出来。
So the sign of wisdom can be shown through your attitude toward your parents.
我们来唱诗144首。
Let's sing hymn 144.
我们要常常听神的话，专心依靠神。
We must rely on the word of God.
我们唱第一节跟最后一节。
Let's sing the first and the last verse.
144.
144.